Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union survey results have concluded that the industry is facing a crisis level of workplace violence. The data released today following the tri-annual survey of the union's members has deduced 80% of respondents had experienced a form of workplace violence within the last year. Close to 2,000 respondents out of the 8,754 total made claims of physical attack, while 74% reported verbal abuse as the most common type of violence. Union Secretary Sarah Beeman stated, quote, "A lot of staff are underreporting because it's just an accepted practice that the patients don't know what they're doing in these instances," and has explained that it has become normalised to not report the incidents.
Brisbane City Council has been accused of sneaky rate hikes. While Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner boasted about a mere 3.97% average rate rise for households during the budget in June, some homeowners have been hit with significantly greater increases. The Lord Mayor's office has since clarified that the 3.97% figure only applies to freestanding houses. The office's other promise of an increased cap of only 7.5% also has a caveat in that it does not apply to owners paying the minimum rates base. Suzanne Hall, an apartment resident in Milton, said her rates climbed by just under 13%. She said, quote, "It's just misleading information. They're not being transparent."
In national news, Arnott, the creator of some of Australia's most loved snacks, has had its Adelaide workers walk off the job in protest for a pay rise. This follows the previous pay rises, which equated to less than $1 an hour, which ABC humorously stated it is not enough to buy a pack of biscuits. The United Workers Union claimed approximately 160 employees participated in the 24-hour stoppage yesterday, which is the first action taken in more than three decades. Union spokesperson Adam Auld stated, quote, "What you'll find is these workers have to actually work overtime to make their pay packet stretch."
Students across Australia are planning student walkout protests against One Nation Party leader Pauline Hanson all across the country. The protest movement, which has been dubbed Students Say No to Hanson, has set up an organized class walkout next week. Set for Thursday, the 13th of August, the protest will march on Parliament buildings and other major landmarks in cities across the country. The protest is in response after Hanson called for Australia to become a, quote, monocultural society. Without specifying what that meant, she then went on to meet with British fascist and convicted criminal Tommy Robinson. Once again, the protest is scheduled for Thursday, 13th of August, starting at 1 p.m. in King George Square. 13th of August, 1 p.m., King George Square.
In international news, 157 migrants travelling through the English Channel have been saved from a burning boat by French Coast Guards. No casualties were reported, however, this rescue brought to attention the dangers of channel crossings in a growing time of human traffickers who cram large amounts of people onto incredibly small boats. A British government spokesperson stated, quote, "This incident underlies the terrible dangers of small boat crossings. We continue to work relentlessly with the French and our partners overseas to prevent these perilous journeys." The influx of migrants have prompted crisis talks across the European Union.
For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 today. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.